USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A group of Georgia voters can proceed with their case against Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican from Georgia, that seek to disqualify her from congressional office, a judge ruled Monday. Representative MTG on Fox News last night.
They've hired up some attorneys from New York who hate the people in my district and don't believe that they should have the right to elect who they want to send to Washington, which is me.
It should be noted the judge allowing voters to try to remove a candidate is Amy Toltenberg, a President Barack Obama appointed judge. China's economy is stalling as its zero-COVID policy with large-scale lockdowns conflicts with economic growth. China's unemployment rate rose to 5.8%, above the government's target of 5.5%, and the worst since May of 2020, when the country was first emerging from lockdowns after the initial virus outbreak in Wuhan. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Two Russian cosmonauts concluded their spacewalk Monday after 6 hours and 37 minutes outside the ISS. They installed a 37-foot robotic arm or long manipulator. An Ohio professor pushing back on wokeness wins in court.
Shawnee State University in Ohio will pay $400,000 in damages and attorney fees for punishing philosophy professor Nick Merriweather after he declined a transgender student's demand to be referred to as a female. Speaking on Fox News, the professor says the university violated his rights.
And initially the administration was willing to go along with that, but then the administration changed course and demanded that I defer to the ideology, that I refer to the student as a female, and I simply could not do that. I thought it was an egregious assault on my freedom of speech and my religious beliefs.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
J.D. Vance is running in Ohio's 2022 Senate race. He told Newsmax he says the reason the media and swamp creatures attacked President Trump is because he revealed how bad American politics has become.
You know, a couple things. I think one, when you saw the forces arrayed against Donald Trump, and I've never seen a candidate or a president in my lifetime that brought out the worst people in the country who were desperate to destroy him. It made me think, you know, maybe there's something about this guy. He's doing something that needs to be done, given how many people are going after him. I also just think that Trump's presidency, you know, there are all these great policy accomplishments and achievements, but it also revealed the corruption in our country and in our bureaucracy. I mean, if you had told me 5 years ago that the FBI would get an illegal wiretap on a U.S. president, I would have said, that's crazy. No way would that would happen in this country. But thanks to Trump's presidency, it sort of revealed that a lot of these institutions that we rely on really are corrupt. So I think, you know, all around, he was a great president. I'm 37 years old, certainly the best president of my lifetime. And I'm very honored to have not just his endorsement, but his trust, because I think this is about making the Republican Party more America first, more in line with what Trump tried to accomplish during his 4 years in office. We've got to do that. We've got to send the right people to do it. I'm glad that Trump thinks that's me.
China has announced it will launch 3 more astronauts to its newest space station in June after the latest crew returned Sunday following a 6-month stay in orbit. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.